You're listening to Blues and Roots Radio Album of the Week on bluesandrootsradio.com and bluesandrootsradio.com.au.
Welcome to Blues and Roots Radio's Album of the Week, right here on the Blues and Roots Radio Worldwide Network. You're listening on BRR Essential and BRR Discover on bluesandrootsradio.com. This week we're featuring the brand new release, Favourite Blue, by Debo. Deb Olinger is a singer-songwriter from Covington in Kentucky. And after graduating with a BFA in 1986, she pursued a career in painting until her lifelong fascination with music took precedence. With the encouragement of fellow musicians, she was fronting bands within a few years and performing on a regular basis. And gradually she became intrigued with the songwriting process for its similarities to the visual arts, the language of contrast, line, form, weight, movement, and countless other familiar terms she used as a painter. And this provided her with all the tools for writing tunes with unique lyrics and varied styles. Following these efforts, she met up with Rick Hayes and formed a musical partnership. Together, they joined their talents to create this work that we're going to be featuring today, Favourite Blue. I'm absolutely delighted to say that Deb will be joining us with an exclusive interview during the show. But first, let's play the first track from the album. You're listening to Blues and Roots Radio's Album of the Week, and we're featuring Debo and Rattle Trap. The album's called Favourite Blue.
Tell your children now. wants to know. Nobody wants to know. Stories from long ago. In those old paper bags, covered with oily rags, stored in the trunks below. Those dirty trunks below. Stop that now, you know not to know. After all, you're just the same.
Radio's album of the week right here on BRR Essential and BRR Discover on the Blues and Roots Radio Worldwide Network. This week we're featuring the brand new release by Debo and Rattletrap called Favourite Blue. And I'm absolutely delighted to say that we have Debo with us on the show. Thanks for joining us. And the first question I want to ask is, what gave you the inspiration to make this album?
Well, I've been in a lot of different bands, and they were mostly covers or mostly cover bands. And I decided that because I liked writing, that I would write some lyrics. I had written a lot of prose and gone to art school and been a painter. And I enjoyed putting words together. And so I decided to put those words together and make an album.
Where did you record the album, and why did you choose Hayes Productions?
I had started to write some tunes. Rick had been recommended by some friends, and so I brought a couple of tunes to Rick. And once we started working together, I realized that he could do wonderful things with these songs and to bring all the songs to Rick.
I'm also delighted to say that Rick Hayes is joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about who the players are on the album?
Sure. Well, one of the reasons that I went to work with Rick was that not only is he a fantastic player, but he is also connected to lots of fantastic players that he was able to procure for the album and had a great working relationship with them. And I think that's a great question for Rick.
Well, I'll take over then. I'll go right to Bob Kennedy as the first guy to talk about, who played B3 and piano and some other weird flute parts on the keyboards for the record. He brought just a great vibe and style and really became our third guy at that point, and kind of sparked the whole desire to put a band together for the project. Right behind him is a guy named Tim Crouch, who just a consummate fiddle player with accolades, you know, that reach pretty far. And also Earl Heiss, a fantastic upright bass player that has played all over the country and Grand Ole Opry and just, you know, one great gig after another. So that was kind of the nucleus. But really, Bob, Deb, and myself are kind of the key ingredients to all the tracks, and we sparkled some other players in as we were able to.
There's a wealth of talent there. Let's take a listen to a track. This one's called Natural Disaster, and then we'll come back and chat some more. This is Debo and Rattletrap from their album Favorite Blue, Blues and Roots Radio's album of the week this week.
She's a natural disaster, that's what you came here after.
Blues and Roots Radio's album of the week, right here on the Blues and Roots Radio Independent Broadcasting Network on BRR Essential and BRR Discover on bluesandrootsradio.com. We're featuring Deb O and Rattletrap with the brand new album Favorite Blue, and I'm delighted to say that we've been chatting with Deb O and also with Rick Hayes, who produced the album and played on it. Thanks for joining us, guys. I just wanted to ask you about the title track. It's a beautiful arrangement. What's that track about?
I have a really hard time saying exactly what my songs are about. I really do believe that that should be left up to the listener for the most part. I don't mind saying that it's about several different things and that it comes from a vast amount of free writing and a collection of ideas that I kept over time. And it's sort of a melancholy tune. But that was a song that Rick had the music to. And inspired me to come up with some words. And that was really our first collaboration, writing one song together. So that is my favorite song, favorite blue.
That is my favorite blue. Come here, I'll show it to you. Cobalt skies, miles high. That is the color of hope. Look up and pray, Holy Ghost.
The track Favourite Blue from our album of the week this week. It's by Deb O and Rattletrap. We're joined by Deb and we've been chatting about some of the tracks and the inspiration behind the album itself. I've also been pleased to be talking to Rick Hayes, who produced and played on the album. It's called What You Up To, Baby. Where did that idea come from?
Well, first of all, I remember reading a book by William Lee Teat Moon, and he drove around the country and wrote about his travels. And I remember that he took a lot of time looking at people and describing people. And this song came about looking at someone who was, for lack of better words, not taking very good care of themselves and wishing that that person would take better care of themselves. And the rest of it you can understand through the song, I think.
What you up to, baby? Lipstick, cool, thin glass. What you up to, baby? Lipstick, cool, thin glass. Hazy thoughts, quite crazy. without a name.
The tracks on the album are really varied, with a real eclectic mix, spanning roots and Americana. Was the intention to span various times in American music when you were making this?
I don't think that we set out to make it actually spanning time frames in music. It ended up doing that because we took each song individually and decided what was best for that song. I often reference painting, my study of painting, and one of the things that was taught to me was that you follow your art. The art doesn't follow you, or you don't push it in a certain direction. You follow it where it wants to go, which is something that they would always say when you were struggling with a painting or you were starting a painting, where does it want to go? And I think that's the attitude that I took in the songs, and I think Rick did also.
Deb, it's been a real pleasure having you on, and thanks very much to Rick as well for joining us. Before you go, can I just ask you to tell our listeners where people can find the album on the website and all those different platforms?
Well, you can find us right here on Blues and Roots Radio, and we also are, we have a website, debomusic.com. You can listen to and buy the music there. You can also go to CD Baby. If you just Google Debo Favorite Blue, the CD name, title, track, it'll come up. And just want to thank you, Stevie, for having us on.
It's been a real pleasure indeed. We're going to play on through the show with more tracks from the album. We've been featuring Favorite Blue by Debo and Rattle Trap. It's Blues and Roots Radio's album of the week on the Blues and Roots Radio Independent Broadcasting Network. That's on BRR Discover and BRR Essential at bluesandrootsradio.com. The album is Favorite Blue. The artist is Debo.
Said, hey there, babe, I sing blues. How'd you like to take a little cruise? Look me up and down, there are those baby blues. Then he said, sorry, hon, but to me, it's all about the shoes. It's all about the shoes. If you don't want to lose, before you've done your threats, and I consider the shoes. Better plan, it's all about the shoes. If you don't want to lose, boy, you don't know stress, then I consider the shoes. After that night, I felt that I would never leave the house unless I'd done a pair of shoes. Maybe four stepping out, it's all about the shoes. If you don't want to lose, before you've done those threats at night, consider the shoes. Before you've done those threats at night, consider the shoes. Before you've done those threats at night, consider the shoes.
just be quiet. I can see what's standing right in front of me. Don't be so big, you're not that small, and I can always break your fall.
Showcase sessions. For your free, downloadable seasonal showcase, visit our website www.fatia-showcase-sessions.co.uk. Get to know some great music.
Playing you the finest blues and roots music from across the globe, you're listening to Blues and Roots Radio.
You're listening to Blues and Roots Radio Album of the Week on bluesandrootsradio.com and bluesandrootsradio.com.au.
Thank you. Get out of my life, why
to Blues and Roots Radio's Album of the Week. This week we're featuring Deb O and Rattle Trap. You can find her music at debomusic.com. The album is called Favourite Blue, and we've been joined in the studio by Deb O and Rick Hayes, who produced and also played on the album. If you would like more information and links for ways to purchase the album, please go to bluesandrootsradio.com, the Albums of the Week dedicated page, and you'll find links there. Or like I say, you can go to Debo's website as well, debomusic.com. And if you would like your music featured on any of our featured shows, that would be the Daily Featured Artist Show for single track, or our Album of the Week show, please get in touch with us at info@bluesandrootsradio.com. This is Blues and Roots Radio's Album of the Week. It's called Favourite Blue by Debo and Rattle Trap. Thanks for joining me wherever you are in the world. I hope you've enjoyed our Album of the Week show today. We've been featuring Favourite Blue, the brand new release by Deb O. For more information, go to debomusic.com or visit the Blues and Roots Radio website page, Albums of the Week, and you'll find more information there. My name's Stevie Connor, and until next time, we'll see you in the music. Should I stay?